We continue on in our prayer focus for the unsaved, and today we go again and pray for the unsaved immediate family, that they would open the door to Jesus, and we will speak his word, some declarations over them. So we prayed for unsaved immediate family to have softened hearts, those who influence them would speak good, not evil, for the God of this world to be stopped, at their eyes to see, the ears to hear, and their heart to understand. Now we pray for a recall of all the godly messages shared to them through various sources like lyrics, movies, friends, billboards, children's church, co-workers, extended family, etc., that these gospel words would penetrate their hearts and minds, causing them to admit they are sinners in need of forgiveness, that they would see Jesus standing at the door and knocking, that they would hear his voice, open the door, and the Lord enter their hearts. What a day that will be when we celebrate with the angels over one person repenting of their sins. For a harvest of souls to be saved in our immediate family, we will never cease to pray. So, Father God, we lift up John 3:16 and declare, you so love the world that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we pray for our unsaved immediate family that we love. May they come to understand the depth of your love revealed through Jesus Christ. Open their eyes to see the sacrifice you made for them and the eternal life you offer. Help them grasp the truth of your word and let that truth penetrate their hearts. In 2 Peter 3:9, you are not slow to fulfill your promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. So, Father, we thank you for your patience, for your desire that all would come to repentance. Please extend this patience to my unsaved loved ones. Soften their hearts. Remove any barriers or distractions that keep them from surrendering to you. Romans 10:13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Lord Jesus, we pray that our loved ones will call upon your name and find salvation. We ask that you stir a longing within them to seek you, and when they do, that they find refuge in your saving grace. Let their hearts be convinced of your power and mercy. Ezekiel 36:26, and you will give them a new heart, a new spirit you will put within them. You will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. So, Father, we lift up our loved ones to you. Give them a new heart that's receptive to your truth. Replace their heart of stone with a heart of flesh, alive and willing to follow you. Transform their spirit. Let your light shine brightly in their life. Isaiah 55:11, so shall your word be that goes out from your mouth. It shall not return empty, but it will accomplish what you purpose it and shall succeed in the thing for which you sent it. So let your word, O Lord, take root in my loved one's heart. We pray that every scripture they've heard or hear or encounter will accomplish its purpose, because you do not lie. Speak to them through your word. Let it bring conviction, hope, and a desire to seek you with all their heart. And Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved and your household. We pray that faith in Christ will grow in our loved one's heart, just as your word promises. Let this belief bring salvation to them and to all in our household. May your spirit work in them, leading them to the truth of Jesus Christ as their Savior. In Jesus' name.